This is David Duke, broadcasting to the world on Web Radio. This is David Duke, and this is the David Duke Internet Web Radio Broadcast, broadcasting to the world with news and information of vital importance to Europeans and people of European descent wherever they may live upon the earth. Today I'm going to talk about the threat of massive immigration into both Europe and America, primarily focusing on the United States of America and the role of the Jewish supremacist power in promoting this destruction of our heritage here in the United States of America. Now, their policies in terms of their heritage of Europeans is very similar to their policy in terms of the heritage of all people on Earth, because they consistently try to exacerbate any sort of fundamental ethnic divisions among people. They thrive on a divide and conquer strategy. In fact, Steven Steinlight put it exactly in those words. Steven Steinlight, who was the former head of the National Affairs of the largest, most powerful Jewish organization in the United States of America, the American Jewish Committee. And he said, by our strategy of divide and conquer, they have always thrived in a Babylon. Now, these Jewish extremists know that a multicultural society offers them more protection and more opportunity for advancement than in a homogeneous society. And they themselves talk about this in their own works and writing, and I go into that in detail, by the way, in my book, Jewish Supremacism. They have worked very steadily for the last 100 years, more than that, to break down American immigration law, finally successful in 1965 with the American Immigration Reform Act, an act, by the way, which Jewish leaders like Seller and many others, Jacob Javits, told us would not cause a racial change in the United States of America. Well, my friends, in 1965, America was about 90% European American, and now it's about 70% or less European American and fading fast. Not only that, of course, we're not enforcing our laws. If anybody else would try to cross the borders without going through customs and immigration, they'd be in serious trouble. But millions flaunt our laws right here in the United States every year. Now, because we want to preserve the heritage of our country doesn't mean that we're anti any other nation or race. Every other country on earth has policies. And Mexico itself has a very strong policy. But The thing that we must remember in the United States of America is that Mexicans have not changed the policy. Mexicans have come to this country because they've sought, you know, more money, a better life. Many of them, of course, they are much higher represented on the welfare rolls than Native Americans. They're filling our hospitals, our schools. They obviously, when they have a job here, they make much more than they earn in Mexico. So you can understand why certain people of third world countries would want to come to some place where they have a better living. I understand that. And you have a sympathy, in a sense, with them in a way. But we have a right to preserve our own society. And just as someone wouldn't want an individual to come into their house, these liberals that talk about, oh, we should open our door because there are poor around the world, well, let them open the doors to their own house. And to the point where they become pushed off in a small section of it. And that's precisely where we're headed in this country. We're headed for Reconquista in the United States of America. But the Jewish supremacists have benefited from the multiculturalism that they promoted and the breakdown of any sort of sense of solidarity and unity among the overwhelming founding majority of the United States of America. And they know that. You know, when you have a certain group that is vying for power, and of course they have enormous power today. They have power in our media. They have power in the halls of our government. I have pictures, as you know, on my website right now of Chabad Lubavitch rabbis celebrating in the White House. One of their own brethren is now head of the White House policy. And Jewish papers are boasting and bragging and promoting this issue. And the way that they advance themselves as a unified organization, as a unified group, is is by breaking down the sense of solidarity and heritage among other people. Now, I'm going to delve for a moment into a Jewish newspaper article. The Jewish article is from Forward newspaper, and the name of the article is Immigration Bill Draws Jewish Support. It's by E.J. Kessler. Now, the Jewish newspaper Forward candidly reveals in this article that major Jewish organizations supported the recent pro-illegal alien march in Los Angeles and spearhead amnesty legislation. Some European Americans suffer under the illusion that organized Jewish power in America is now an ally in its efforts to stop immigration and preserve the heritage and freedom of the American and European homelands. But this article in one of the leading Jewish newspapers in the United States, The Forward, thoroughly dispels that illusion. By the way, The Forward is one of the oldest papers in our country. It shows that the organization that tends to, quote, set policy for the Jewish community, unquote, the Hebrew Immigrant Aid Society, HIAS, has been, quote, instrumental in supporting the new amnesty for illegal aliens legislation passed by the Senate Judiciary Committee. It opposes a contrary bill by Senator Bill Frist, and the article reveals the great power and influence of the Jewish lobby on this vital issue. Finally, the Forward reveals how leading Jewish organizations supported the recent illegal alien marches in Los Angeles and across America. Of course, ladies and gentlemen, none of this is new, as my book, Jewish Supremacism, thoroughly documents. The drive to overturn protective American immigration policies of the last century has been so dominated by Jews that prominent Jewish organizations routinely label it as a Jewish movement. My book, as well as Dr. Kevin McDonald's books, articles, and papers, and as well as numerous other articles found on davidduke.com, document this fact. And let me tell you, the evidence is overwhelming that Jewish groups have been the driving force to transform America from a fundamentally European-American nation to one in which whites will become a minority. There's no way to get around this overwhelming fact. It is true the small smattering of Jews oppose immigration from what they see as a danger to their own political power. It is true that some Jewish individuals are for tighter controls because of their concern about the ability to control some of the hyper-ethnic groups that might not act as docilely as deracinated whites to Jewish domination. But the evidence is clear that the overwhelming organized power of Jewry has been historically influential in an open borders American immigration policy, and such continues today. There is growing understanding in all ethnic segments of America that the Iraq War is a war created by Jewish extremist neocons and their allies in government and media. It is clearly a war waged for Israel's strategic objectives and not America's. This war for Israel has deeply harmed not only the over 20,000 Americans maimed or killed, but hurt a broad spectrum of American interests. Indeed, America's foreign policy has led to increasing hatred and terrorism against America. But as the article in the Forward shows, it must not be forgotten the same Jewish-Israeli lobby that influences American foreign policy also influences critical American domestic policy. In a starkly revealing article written for their overwhelmingly Jewish audience, the Forward shows how the organized Jewish community has been instrumental against the effort to halt the illegal and legal immigration that threatens the heritage of European Americans in our country. This is from Forward, Friday, the 31st of March, 2006, Washington. As the Senate struggled this week to hammer out legislation on the contentious issue of immigration reform, Jewish groups were in boardrooms and on the streets advocating for the most liberal approaches to the issue. Unquote. The article goes on to cite Jewish Senator Arlen Specter spearheading an illegal alien amnesty bill recently passed by the Senate Judiciary Committee. All the excerpts that I'm going to talk about here are from the Forward, again, March 30, 2006. Quote, on Monday in a surprise move, the Senate surprise move. The Senate Judiciary Committee, led by Senator Arlen Specter, a Jewish extremist, Israeli partisan, of Pennsylvania, approved by a 12-6 vote amendments that would create a guest worker program and give undocumented immigrants a path toward legalizing their status, moves that are opposed by many conservative Republicans. The committee also rejected provisions of a House bill passed last December that would have made it a felony to enter the country illegally or aid someone else who did so. Hebrew Society blasts immigration restrictions. That's a subtitle in the article. Quote, Frist's approach was blasted by the Hebrew Immigrant Aid Society, the organization that tends to set policy for the Jewish community. HIS is a faith-based coalition supporting the most liberal approaches to the immigration reform proposed by Senator Edward Kennedy, a Massachusetts Democrat, and Senator John McCain, an Arizona Republican. In recent years, some of the Jewish groups that were concerned about terrorism have come to stress border enforcement, but HIS and other Jewish groups argued that such concerns can be accommodated within laws that help undocumented immigrants come out of the shadows. Immigration critics and advocates estimate that 10 million to 12 million undocumented migrants are living in the country, unquote. The article then goes on to show that the most powerful Jewish organizations in America, the American Jewish Committee, is solidly behind the amnesty bill. Quote, Richard Fulton, legislative director and counsel of the American Jewish Committee, a group that's often hawkish on security, said the relatively liberal bill that was passed by the Judiciary Committee was the right approach. It strikes the right note in striving for appropriate balance of enhancing our national security while protecting those who are most vulnerable in our society through earned legalization and increased worker protections, Fulton said. Unquote. Now, powerful Jewish organizations have long seen multicultural America as one which they can divide and conquer and continue to dominate. Former head of the National Policy at the American Jewish Committee, Dr. Stephen Steinlight, put it succinctly in an article he wrote for his fellow Jews in October 2001. For another generation, an optimistic forecast, the Jewish community is thus in a position where we'll be able to divide and conquer and enter into selective coalitions that support our agenda. Unquote. As the foreword points out, officials of the leading Jewish organization supported the recent rallies for the illegal aliens, such as the recent illegal alien march in Los Angeles and elsewhere around the country. Quote, as HIAS pressed its approach, other Jewish groups were joining the giant rallies in Los Angeles, Chicago, and Washington in support of immigration and against the punitive approaches of the House bill. About 500,000 people demonstrated in Los Angeles, while the protests in Chicago, Washington, and other cities drew tens of thousands. The PJA's executive director, Daniel Sokatch, said that Jewish communal groups could do more. Sokatch called immigrants' rights a major focus of our organizing, saying, we're arguing like economic justice, this is our family Jewish issue. Our soul hinges on the debate. It's the issue of what kind of country we want to be and who we are as an American people. Unquote. It's certainly the height of hypocrisy, my friends, when Jewish activist groups dedicated to the preservation and interests of the Jewish people, the same Jewish groups that support a racist apartheid state and that has Jewish-only immigration policy in that state, one based not simply on religion but primarily on Jewish genetics, that these same groups now work to destroy the overwhelming European heritage of America. Israel, of course, is a segregated society, a society that divides Jews from non-Jews in schools and neighborhoods and even in many whole towns and settlements. The same liberal Jews who are upset about our country and who want to change the overwhelmingly European-American demographics of our country support the Jewish state where Jews and non-Jews cannot even legally marry. Gideon Aronoff, the head of HIS, is quoted in the foreword as continuing and confirming the inordinate Jewish political power. Now, that's the same Jewish political power cited by the recent Harvard Kennedy School of Government paper called The Israeli Lobby in U.S. Foreign Policy. Jewish critics call all the talk of Jewish power in the Harvard paper and, quote, anti-Semitic lie, only worthy of David Duke, unquote. But their own publications quote Jews such as Aronoff bragging of inside group pressure from a broad spectrum of Jewish groups. Aronoff praises the rallies such as occurred in Los Angeles, but talks about the real power, the inside Jewish power swaying Republicans to betray America on the immigration issue. Now read this section. You can find it at my website, davidduke.com, and listen to this section and just marvel at it, my friends. Gideon Aronoff, the new president and CEO of HIAS, said that while the rallies have been very important and have contributed to high lightning support on this issue, inside group pressures from a broad spectrum of Jewish groups is significant as a player in a game where you need to turn only a small number of Republican senators. Quote, I don't know if Republican senators are going to be swayed by big rallies, Aronoff said, but a careful analysis by Jewish and faith-based immigrant advocates can make a statement that moral values are involved in the debate. Unquote. When one looks at the moral values of Mr. Aronoff, one finds they primarily consist of what is best for, quote, Jewish interests. The HIAS website says this about their new leader, quote, Teller stated that Aronoff has been has a keen and insightful knowledge of governmental relations and refugee issues in Washington, D.C., and brings a strong sense of traditional core Jewish values to drive the timeless mission of HIAS. Aronoff has been a respected voice in the American Jewish community in Washington, D.C. on refugee and immigration issues and has earned the admiration of those in the immigration advocacy field. He's been an integral force behind a number of key legislative successes with Congress and the White House. Aronoff earned a J.D. from Cornell Law School and a B.A. from History from Brandeis University. He's a member of the board of directors of the National Immigrant Forum and has brought to the fore his knowledge of Jewish community institutions, interests, and community relations concerns throughout his career. Unquote. So there it is. By the HIAS, by their own words, the man setting the Jewish community's position on immigration into the United States and greatly affecting American immigration policy is a man totally dedicated to, quote, Jewish community institutions and interests. And they say, it says, and they, it says, that he has been a, quote, integral force behind a number of key legislative successes with Congress and the White House. There I go again, imagining Jewish power brokers working for what they see as Jewish interests. Mr. Aronoff must be one of those neo-Nazi and anti-Semitic folks who believe that Jews exert powerful influence in the American political structure. In fact, he boasts of their influence. But may the good Lord help a Gentile who dares to mention their power. Notice that the integral Jewish influence in breaking down our borders is openly spoken about by major Jewish publication. This comes from the mouth of a Jewish leader. These words from a Jewish leader, and not only from the words of DavidDuke.com. If they exert such power over immigration issues, can you imagine the level of influence that they attempt to and effectively exert over the Mideast agenda dealing with Israel as discussed in the Harvard paper? If Mr. Aronoff and the other Jewish extremists are really interested in open immigration and human rights and moral values, why do they support a Jewish state that has terrorized and driven out hundreds of thousands of Palestinians? One that doesn't let those Palestinians return to their own homes, businesses, and farms, and that now steals more of Palestinian land than the West Bank as Jewish-only, completely segregated settlements and schools. Why don't they oppose a state that does not even legally allow the marriage of a Jew to a non-Jew? Where is Mr. Aronoff's rage about the Israeli state's policies that far more fit the bill of being labeled neo-Nazi than anything I could advocate? Where is the rage of the deadly Jewish-influenced mass media? A deadly mass media, truly, for the heritage of the European people. This issue is at the core of what I repeatedly speak about in exposing Jewish extremism. Not all Jews endorse these extremist policies, but radical supremacist Jews control the most powerful Jewish organizations, and in turn they cast enormous influence over the American government and media at large. It is unfortunate that I am among but a very few political figures in the United States that dare to discuss this vital issue. But such reticence is understandable when you see that if someone dares to speak out about their hypocrisy, an unholy torrent of Jewish supremacist power and hate will be unleashed. Yet the truth is growing, as shown by the Harvard paper, and an awakening is coming. There is nothing more they can say about me. They have made almost every slander humanly possible against me. But those of you who can think for yourself, who will read my words and see the sense and indeed the honesty in them, please become involved. If you are moved by these words, and if you have some responsibility to our people, then you must help this truth to power. Spread this article across the web, or print it on broadsides for your school or work, and quietly distribute them. If you feel bold enough, speak out openly about this issue as I do. Support those who stand up for the principles you believe in. Your heritage and your freedom is at stake. Well, that's it, ladies and gentlemen. I've certainly enjoyed being with you, and I'll be looking forward to being with you again. I'm going to be traveling tomorrow. I've got some more places to go. And until then, I want to wish you the best, and I do appreciate you getting this material out to as many people as possible, both in the United States and around the world. Thanks, and I'll see you again tomorrow. Bye-bye now.
This has been a David Duke Worldwide Web Radio broadcast. For more information and to support our vital work, please visit www.davidduke.com.